理课堂听 class.com。
Hi, students, and welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm Vance.
And I'm Rachel. And thank you for joining us today, students. We're going to be talking about love mistakes. Now, I know some of you out there have already fallen in love, but some of you haven't had this experience yet. So we're here to give you a few tips on how to avoid making love mistakes.
That's right, love mistakes. Today, we're going to be talking about four common mistakes that people make when they fall in love. And probably all of us can use good advice about how to build long-lasting relationships, right, Rachel?
That's right. We all need to build long-lasting relationships. So, students, what are we waiting for? Go ahead and open your magazines to page 22, and let's listen to the reading starting in line 1.
Love mistakes. What to avoid when falling in love. Falling in love feels great. Having a special someone in your life seems to make the whole world rosier. To enjoy every moment of this exciting stage and build a long-lasting relationship, avoid these mistakes. Going too fast. In the beginning, it's easy to do more or say more than what is appropriate for a new relationship. This can lead to your getting hurt, especially if things don't turn out as you'd expected. Not being yourself. Be honest about who you are. Act naturally and don't pretend to be something or somebody you're not. You want to be loved for who you are, not who you are trying to be. Having high expectations. Nobody is perfect, including your new flame. So don't fool yourself into believing he or she can do no wrong. You may be disappointed later on. Being exclusive. Remember, you're not only a couple, you're also two individuals. Keep some of your own time, activities, and most importantly, friends. Go ahead. Fall in love, but be careful too.
Hi, students. Welcome back. Now, before the break, we talked about this article being about advice for people that are falling in love. Well, specifically, what we're going to look at is love mistakes, or what to avoid when falling in love. Things you shouldn't do.
That's right. Things you shouldn't do. We've already talked before about what it means to be in love and how to create good relationships. But unfortunately, all of us know that it's easy to make mistakes even when we're in love. Even when everything seems wonderful, it's also easy to make mistakes. So we hope this article will be very useful to you.
Well, the article starts out, falling in love feels great. Of course, that's true, Rachel. Falling in love, finding that new love, that new romantic interest, it does feel great.
It sure does. Many people get excited, maybe a little giddy, and they just are so glad that somebody else is willing to spend time with them and go out on dates with them. And sometimes we call this person a special someone. It's fun to have a special someone. I can kind of remember this feeling. Can you, Vance, the first time you really feel like you fell in love?
Yes, that is a great feeling. You fall in love. I think this is an interesting expression, Rachel, to fall in love. Now, we'll look at that closer later, but let's clarify that. What does it mean to fall in love?
Well, to fall in love means that, just think about actually falling over something, and you're so much in love, you can't even stand up on your own two feet. You're just kind of falling. We sometimes say fall head over heels in love, and you've just fallen for someone. It means you really, really like that person a lot.
It's almost as if you don't have any control. When you're falling, you don't have any control. Well, today, we're going to teach you some control.
That's right. We're going to teach you what not to do when you fall in love so you don't completely lose control. Well, let's move on to line two. We read that having a special someone in your life seems to make the whole world rosier. Now, rosy is one of our key words, and this has several different meanings. Usually when I think of the word rosy, I think of my cheeks. When I get embarrassed, they get red, they get rosy.
That's a very good expression. It says if a situation is described as rosy, it gives hope of success or happiness. So basically, if something is rosy, everything is going to be great, or you feel like everything is going to be great.
That's right. You feel like everything is going your way. The world is rosy. You're very excited, and you're optimistic. You're thinking positively. Well, to enjoy every moment of this exciting stage when you fall in love and to build a long-lasting relationship, there are some things you should avoid. And Vance, what is the first mistake that we should avoid? Well, the first thing we should not do?
Well, our writer gives the first tip, saying going too fast. So our students are supposed to avoid going too fast when falling in love.
Going too fast. Now, we're not talking about walking too fast or running too fast. We're talking about the relationship and moving the relationship too quickly. We read on, in the beginning, it's easy to do more or say more than what is appropriate for a new relationship. And let's stop for a minute and look at that word appropriate. Vance, can you tell us what appropriate means?
Well, appropriate, a good word, is suitable. It basically means what is right or necessary for some kind of situation. Are you wearing appropriate clothes to a certain situation? Did you say the right thing, the appropriate thing in class today? It's the right or correct or acceptable thing that you do.
Very good. And that was a very appropriate explanation. And students, if you say more than what is appropriate, then you can get hurt, and the other person might feel scared, or they might feel angry, and they may wonder why you're saying all these things, especially if things don't turn out as you'd expected. It might be easy to say things that are not appropriate.
I suppose if you commit too strongly to the relationship, this is what our writer's talking about, then you might get hurt if the other person doesn't feel the same way. So keep it at what's appropriate. Keep it at what's the same level between the two of you.
That's right. So if you've only been dating a week, don't tell them you want to get married, okay? That's usually not appropriate. Well, let's look at the second mistake, not being yourself. Not being yourself, that's interesting. Vance, what happens sometimes in relationships? People aren't themselves?
Well, guys know very well what this means. It's be honest about who you are, and guys often in a relationship will do their best to impress the girl. And they'll say things and they'll brag and maybe even tell some lies, pretend to be something or somebody that they're not. Of course, girls can do this too, but I think guys are sort of guilty of this more often.
Yeah, but you're right. I think girls can do this as well, but we need to act naturally. And like Vance said, don't pretend to be something or somebody you're not, because you want to be loved for who you are, not who you are trying to be. And that's true. It's not fun to be in a relationship with someone who's always trying to be somebody different, because eventually they'll need to be themselves, and you want to fall in love with that person, not the person they're trying to be.
That's right, Rachel. Of course, you should be the best person that you can be. If you realistically can be a great person or who you're trying to be, do so. Put your best foot forward.
That's a good point. Well, students, we have two more mistakes to talk about, but first, we need to listen to the Black Pearl sing, and then we'll take a break. Don't go away.
Is there anybody listening to me?
Anybody listening?
Yo, Cat Eye, you feeling me?
Yeah, I'm feeling you, Black Pearl. But are they feeling you?
You got to know what you're doing.
That's right.
Listen.
And pay attention.
Yeah.
Stop, look, and listen. Pay attention. It's so important to stop, look, and listen. So you won't do the wrong thing or go the wrong way. Stop, look, and listen. It's so important to pay attention.
You better
stop, look, and listen. So you know what to do and what to say.
Pay attention when you
choose your friend. Think
before you make decisions.
Be wise.
Think.
Are they bad for me? Or will they be
good for me?
Make friends,
but choose them carefully.
Oh,
stop.
Take your time.
That means
mama life.
Look
both ways.
Know where you're going. Listen.
Pay attention
to what people are saying.
It's so important to,
so important to stop, look, and listen.
Hi, students. Welcome back. We're on page 22, line 16. Now, before the break, we gave you two mistakes to avoid when you're in a romantic relationship. The first one was going too fast. The second one was not being yourself. We're going to look at two more mistakes next.
We sure are. The next mistake that you should avoid, students, in other words, the next thing that you should not do in a relationship is to have high expectations. Now, when we talk about expectations, we're talking about what people expect of you. But we all have expectations of ourselves, too. However, when we're in a relationship, it's hard sometimes not to have expectations about the other person. But what do we have to remember, Vance? Nobody is perfect.
Including your new flame. We do have an expression in English that says, love is blind. So when you're in love, you tend to not see the other person's faults. We have some advice here. Don't fool yourself into believing he or she can do no wrong. You may be very disappointed.
That's right. And let's look at that word flame before we go any further. This is an interesting word, and maybe when you see this word, you think of a candle and the flame of a candle. But it's also a little bit of slang, I think. We use the word flame to talk about a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a significant other or someone you're in a relationship with. So if you have this new flame, don't fool yourself into thinking that this person is perfect.
Sometimes we also use this word flame to describe an old relationship. You can say an old flame, somebody that you used to be interested in romantically, but are no longer so.
That's right. So I think the main point, students, is don't have too high of expectations.
Mm-hmm.
The person isn't perfect. And you won't marry a perfect person either, because none of us are perfect. So make sure that you allow the person to make mistakes. And like Vance said, you know, be realistic about it all. And hopefully they'll be the same for you, that they won't place too high of expectations on you either.
That's right. It's great to know that you're forgiven when you make mistakes.
That's right.
And it's great to know that my wife forgives me.
And it's good to know that we can be ourselves. Remember, number two was just be yourself. And all of us are going to make mistakes at some point. So, Vance, let's move on to our last mistake that our students need to avoid. Can you read that for us?
Well, it says being exclusive. And I think we all know couples that are like this. They're exclusive. They always hang out together. And they're never with anybody else, not their friends or their family. They're very exclusive.
Exclusive. That's a good word to learn. Again, it's not sharing time or anything with other people. You just keep to yourself. If you're in a relationship and you're exclusive, then you just keep the two of you and you don't spend time with others. So remember, you're not only a couple, you're also two individuals. Now there's another one of our keywords, individual.
Well, an individual is an individual person. It's a one person. It's a single person or thing, especially when compared to a group or, in this situation, a couple. How do we be individuals? Well, keep some of your own time, activities, and most importantly, friends. Please, students, if you find a boyfriend or a girlfriend, don't give up your regular friends. In the long run, you'll wish you kept them.
Yes, you will. So be an individual. I always think when somebody is an individual, it makes them unique from other people. Because we're all different people, so it's important to be an individual and not just be exclusive with your significant other.
That's right. Well, our closing advice is go ahead, fall in love, but be careful too. I think that's great advice. When you're falling, have some control. Be careful about the decisions you make and how well you spend your time with this person.
That's right. And if you do make a mistake, students, hopefully the person you're in a relationship with will understand. I think, Vance, that's an important thing when you do fall in love, that you should fall in love with someone who can also forgive you when you make a mistake. And all of us are going to make mistakes. I think back to when I was in college, I made some of these mistakes right here. But you learn from your mistakes, and hopefully you don't make them again.
That's right, Rachel. I made these mistakes and many others, and it's great to know that these are listed here for us. So students, pay attention.
That's right, and it's almost Valentine's Day, so I hope you'll follow this advice. Well, students, it's time for us to review our lesson with the review skit. Then we're going to visit the chat room and Michelle, and we'll be right back.
Oh, falling in love feels great.
I agree. Having that special someone makes the world seem rosier.
Yeah, I will love you forever and forever.
Forever? I'm not sure saying that is quite appropriate. Maybe we're going a little too fast.
But I thought you liked me. If you don't like me, I can change.
No, I don't want you to change. I want to like you for who you are. Be yourself.
Oh, thanks. And of course, you can be yourself too, my perfect little angel who can do no wrong.
Well, I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. Your expectations are too high. You might get disappointed.
I still think you're great.
Well, I have to go now.
No, you can't go. I'll miss you.
But I have other things I need to do.
But we're a couple. We should be together.
Yes, we are a couple, but we're also individuals. We have to have our own time and our own friends and do our own activities.
Okay, sorry. I can't help it. I'm falling in love.
I'm falling in love too.
Rosie. Life always looks rosy to Marie because she has a positive attitude. Appropriate. Do you think it's appropriate to wear jeans to work? Disappointed. Lisa hoped for a sunny day at the beach, so she was disappointed when it rained. Individual. The six individuals at the meeting had six very different ideas.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Doris.
And I'm Ken. Our lesson today teaches us what to avoid when we fall in love. You know, Doris, our lesson uses an interesting word to describe one special someone, a flame.
Yes, in that usage, your flame refers to your sweetheart.
I'm curious, can I call someone's flame their heartthrob?
Well, a heartthrob can refer to your sweetheart, but it also refers to someone you're attracted to or feel crazy about, like a pop star or a movie star.
Oh, like a dreamboat.
That's right. A dreamboat can be a name you call your sweetheart, but it also refers to someone you're attracted to, usually someone handsome and attractive. Girls tend to use that term more than the guys, though.
So a girl would call her boyfriend or a male movie star a dreamboat, but a guy wouldn't call a girl that?
That's right.
Sweetheart 是甜心爱人, heartthrob 字面上是心跳心脏的悸动, 因此呢也可以指你的爱人心上人, 但是 heartthrob 也可以指 最受喜爱的人，一个万人迷，一个受欢迎的歌手，很可能是许多女性听众的 heartthrob。 同样的， dreamboat 并不是一艘船，而是指大众风靡的对象，尤其是女性心目中的理想情人。
Well, another popular term to describe your sweethearts these days is a significant other, which refers to the person you share a long-term relationship with. So, Ken, your significant other is...
My wife.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Significant other, 重要的另一半，指的就是你的伴侣，你的最爱，你的另一半。What about the word item? Does that mean your sweetheart?
No, two people are an item. An item refers to a romantically involved couple. For example, Peter and Lisa have been an item for a year now, and they'll get married soon.
两个人照理说应该是两个个体，为什么两个人会是一个 item, 一样东西呢？当我们用 item 来形容两个人的时候，我们是说这两个人是一对。那这句话可以用来询问两个人是不是在一起。Are you two an item? 你们已经是男女朋友了吗？
Well, now let's go to Michelle and listen to what she has to teach us today.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们看 Rosie 这个形容词。它的名词是 rose, 玫瑰花这个字。所以 rosy 本来是指红润的，但是这边延伸出来是指美好的、光明的，或者是充满希望的。例如 Janet is young and full of creativity, her future is rosy. Janet 既年轻又充满创意，前途一片光明。或者是 This company's profit growth this year looks rosy. 今年的利润前景一片乐观。接下来我们看的是 flame 这个名词。Flame 本来是指火焰，但是在这里 flame 是指爱人或情人，是一个比较口语的用字。Flame 的前面常常加上与时间有关的形容词，例如 new flame 新的情人，或者是 current flame 目前的情人，或者是 old flame 是指昔日的情人。例如 Tracy bumped into her old flame on her honeymoon. She was so embarrassed.Tracy 和老公度蜜月的时候不巧撞见了以前的情人，她尴尬得不得了。最后我们看的是 exclusive 这个形容词，它是从 exclude, E-X-C-L-U-D-E, 排斥或排除这个动词延伸出来的。所以 exclusive 是指排他的或独占的。例如 ,The free valet parking is for the exclusive use of our VIPs. 只有我们的贵宾才能独享。免费代客停车服务，或者是 This is an exclusive offer given only to our subscribers. 这项独家优惠只有我们的订阅户才能够享受。Well, time really flies. I hope you won't make any of the love mistakes we mentioned today. Good luck!
Love mistakes.What to avoid when falling in love. Falling in love feels great. Having a special someone in your life seems to make the whole world rosier. To enjoy every moment of this exciting stage and build a long-lasting relationship, avoid these mistakes. Going too fast. In the beginning, it's easy to do more or say more than what is appropriate for a new relationship.This can lead to your getting hurt, especially if things don't turn out as you'd expected. Not being yourself. Be honest about who you are. Act naturally and don't pretend to be something or somebody you're not. You want to be loved for who you are, not who you are trying to be. Having high expectations. Nobody is perfect, including your new flame.So don't fool yourself into believing he or she can do no wrong. You may be disappointed later on. Being exclusive. Remember, you're not only a couple, you're also two individuals. Keep some of your own time, activities, and most importantly, friends. Go ahead, fall in love, but be careful too.
Well, students, I'd like to direct your attention to our Talk About It questions. Talk about these with your friends, your family, your teacher. Have you ever fallen in love is number one. Describe your experience. I think our students can really talk about this in some interesting ways, right?
I agree. I'd love to hear all of your answers. And let's look at question number two. Do you know of any more mistakes to add to this article? Now, this question will take a little bit of thought, and I think it's a great one. Take the time to talk about this today, and be sure to join us next time here at Studio Classroom Worldwide. Goodbye.
Goodbye.